WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council is looking into allowing volunteers to trap, neuter, vaccinate, and release feral cats. Supporters include Lance Parr, the president of the Brazos Pets Animal Welfare Society and a member of the Bryan Animal Center Board of Directors.
TNR reduces shelter admissions and the cost to the city and taxpayers, frees up space in the shelter for adoptable animals, and promotes public health by reducing the number of unvaccinated cats in the general population.
City staff told the council they would look into what other cities are doing with the goal of bringing a formal proposal for consideration at the end of July. The Bryan City Council breezed through nearly all of its regular agenda business during last night's meeting.
I know a lot is said about what we do and don't do for the community. And council members, I apologize if I offend you by bringing out some of these numbers.
Mayor Jason Bielski paused to point out 34 of 41 locations where streets will be seal coated this summer are in districts 1 and 2. Rafael Pena wasn't offended by the mayor pointing out half the locations were in his district.
Just wanted to point out that thanks for doing that math for me. Just goes to show that we're doing a good job up here.
21 locations are in Pena's district, 11 in District 1, 5 are in District 5, and there's one apiece in Districts 3 and 4. Texas A&M officials have shared what they thought was their best legislative session the system has ever had.
Among the thanks given by Chancellor John Charpless to the governor.
I don't remember a governor, maybe since John Conley, that has been more focused on higher education than Greg Abbott, period. I mean, it is all what it is, everything he is about. It is his economic development. It is what he thinks about in the morning. He wants this president to have one of the top 10 universities in the country.
System schools and agencies received $865 million in capital projects, including $144 million for health science center projects in Bryan and Houston. But the chancellor did not talk about last week's forced resignation of former center CEO Brett Girard.
We decided to stick to the legislative part of it. We don't want to detract from this for right now.
The flagship campus received $79 million in research funding from the state. That's an increase of more than $20 million, and that does not count the governor's new University Research Initiative Fund, where A&M will compete for $40 million. A complete recap's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW.
For the second time this year, a scammer is sending out phone calls claiming they're with the College Station Police and making demands. A new twist is that the scammer is calling CSPD's non-emergency number long enough for the dispatcher to answer in an attempt to cause the victim to make a payment by wire transfer or preloaded debit card. A crash during yesterday afternoon's commute near Easterwood Airport resulted in three people going to the hospital. College Station Police say a woman going north on 2818 making a left turn to FM 60 was hit by a southbound car. The driver of the northbound car was transported with life-threatening injuries, while the driver and a passenger in the southbound car did not have life-threatening injuries. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them, as distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness
Magazine, we are experiencing technical difficulties. We know this game is important.
At Brian Broadcasting.
Obviously, it wasn't technical difficulty. It was a human error. It is 8:10, now 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking a little time off with the Infomaniacs. We'll check you with the forecast right now. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation. Anchor Foundation Repairs. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Once again across the region, temperatures making their way up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy weather overnight. Lows will fall back close to 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Our highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny on Friday, 90 to 95. By late Friday afternoon, there could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
76, 89% humidity with winds out of the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. You know what today is? Do you, huh?
Wednesday, of course.
And do you know what else?
The 10th.
For a product of the 80s, this is the day.
Huh?
Marty McFly went back in time.
June
10th, 2015 at 1:21.
I know we got some Back to the Future geeks around here. I bet they're going to be talking about that later.
He left his time October 26th and went to 1985.
Wow.
So the jump forward date, the destination time was 2015.
And I think the only thing we see in the future now that we're in the future, are still the Air Jordans.
Still haven't got the hover skateboard that works.
And no DeLoreans, yeah.
Well, no, you can actually buy DeLoreans.
I know you can.
In a place in Houston.
Yes. They've still got the parts on a warehouse shelf.
The guy bought it from a place in Ireland, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the DeLorean guy.
Yeah. Well, no, the guy bought it from the DeLorean guy.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
All right, so under the headline of, you think you've had a bad day, 55-year-old in China, Mr. He, told doctors his daily diet consists of tofu and hardly any water.
Oh,
no wonder.
Yeah.
Had a bad day.
No, this is bad.
Surgeons say that's probably what caused the kidney stones. He went to the hospital complaining of severe stomach pain. He was rushed to surgery. Doctors say if he would have waited much longer, he would have died because upon surgery, they found 420.
I mean,
kidney stones.
Go to your go to a local pea gravel playground and pick up 2 handfuls of gravel. That's what was in his kidneys. I saw a picture of it.
Oh, my.
He'd already been treated for kidney stones once before with that ultrasonic method.
Really?
And they didn't tell him what the problem was to begin with?
I guess not. But
he's just too dumb to stop?
There's a lot of gypsum or some sort of mineral, and I think it's gypsum-based, but a lot of minerality in the tofu. And you need water to flush it out because your kidneys just can't push that much out.
Which brings us to our next point, kids. Don't eat tofu.
No smarter way. Bacon. Go with bacon. You'll be safer.
Bacon.
All right, let's go on a techno geek rant for a little bit.
All right.
Which I think this is cool. I think this is probably going to be the future of medicine in some form or fashion. But researchers have successfully injected a tiny electronic sensor into the brain of a mouse with a hypodermic needle. The mesh-like sensors are made of polymer material with electronics embedded. After the injection, several centimeters into the brain of the lab rat, the scientists were able to monitor the electrical brain signals. Discovery News says that the breakthrough could one day lead to injectable electronics that can zap tumors, repair damaged spinal cords, or even repair damaged brain synapses without putting the surrounding brain tissue at risk. Except for that whole pesky poking you a hole in your head. I mean, that there's that.
Yeah.
And we'll go on a little space trip. Leonard Nimoy now has a planet named, or a comet named after him.
As well he should.
From the Minor Planet Center. I didn't know there was such a thing. There is a comet that goes around the sun or an asteroid that goes around the sun once every 4 years. And Nerdist.com says asteroid 4862, Nimoy, is about the size of a mountain and orbits the sun. The asteroid was first discovered about 30 years ago. And if you've got a 14-inch telescope or bigger, even amateurs can see it as it moves out of the constellation into Sagittarius.
What's the deal? I mean, I know you can buy like stars for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or get them to name the star, and then they'll give you the coordinates. And
mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
No.
So you need to do it for your daughter. She'd probably like that.
Maybe.
Nope. Or you could just point up and tell her you named it for her.
She's nine at this point. You're right. She'd never know the difference. Well, the future of space in Europe is the moon. They're calling it Lunarville.
Yeah, Looneyville. Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, it's a plan to replace the International Space Station. They're not making it up. Lunarville, however, does look like the set of Teletubbies, I'm just saying. And no, they're not making this up. The Daily Mail says the construction of Lunarville Village could start as early as 2024.
Hmm. Is the NFL planning on putting an expansion franchise there?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They go to L.A.?
Because they play in London once a year. Professor Jan Warner says the village would be built on the backside of the moon, not visible to Earth. Construction of Lunarville could trigger a huge surge in technology innovation on Earth, and is confident that countries will come together to build the village. Added that technical universities, someplace that I can't pronounce in Germany, is already working on dwellings to be constructed on Lunarville.
So it's literally going to be on the dark side of the moon.
Thank you, Pink Floyd.
Just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Where is this? There was one story I stumbled across, like teeth or something. Oh, here we go. Last month, baby spiders falling from the sky in Australia.
Nope.
Don't do spiders?
No. Who does spiders?
I don't mind the spiders. It's the webs that creep me out.
Yeah, especially when there's an invisible one that attacks your face, and you're the only one who sees it or feels it, and everyone sees you flailing.
Yes. Exactly.
Because that doesn't happen to most people.
Yeah.
Last week, you may have seen pictures online of the worm herds in Texas from all the rain that we'd had. They'd clump together and you'd just find them. Today, it's eels with teeth falling from the skies in Alaska. Several foot-long Arctic lampreys have been falling from the sky four times this week in Fairbanks, Alaska, on the lawns and in shopping center parking lots. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says that unusual for a fish that's seldom seen in the water really to have this happen. But Discovery News says most often when this happens, it has to do with waterspouts or tornadoes crossing over a lake. They pick up debris, including animals, from the water, carry them for miles before dropping them back on Earth.
Hmm.
But there have been no reports of tornadoes or waterspouts in Fairbanks, Alaska.
So where are they coming from?
I don't know.
What's weirder is just lampreys are just weird looking, man.
They say one of the other things is it could be seagulls that are getting rid of their dinner.
Oh. Blew. Are they? I'm assuming they're dead by the time they, right?
One would think. Well, it's not the fall that kills you, it's the bounce.
Yeah.
Just say it. It is 8:18. We have the mayor of College Station that's going to step in and visit with us next. Don't you on News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
This community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. And we're joined in the studio by Mary Nancy Berry from the city of College Station. How are you this morning?
Terrific. How are you doing?
Good. Been busy?
I have been. How about you?
Very, very. It's always a little unusual when I get to sit in this chair. Scott's taking a little time off. So what's going on with the city?
Oh, all sorts of things. We're working on our bond committee recommendations. First, I want to thank the people who served on the bond committee. They did a great job. The overall co-chairs were Rod Thornton and Bill Stein. And then we divided into three subgroups, looked at parks, facilities and transportation. John Denton chaired the parks, Tom Taylor the facilities, and Teddy Ellison the transportation, and they all did a fabulous job. So We expect the first detailed discussion about the committee's recommendations during our June 25th workshop meeting.
So, overview for Lick Creek and some of the things that were discussed, your opinion?
Well, Lick Creek and the trails from the Lick Creek Trails and the Lick Creek Nature Center, they were on our 2008 bond issue, and they're in process and probably will be completed in 2016. Our 2008 bond was a seven-year bond.
Okay.
So when we pass a bond issue, we don't do everything right at once. It's kind of spaced out over the time,
right.
Time frame. So they're both in design and start construction soon.
And on the last council meeting, there was discussions of, it's more than a four-letter word, but for some they think it is, and that's annexation.
Oh.
What are the goals for you guys with the annexation?
Well, what we're doing there is we formed a committee of three council members, myself, John Nichols, and Steve Aldridge, and three members from planning and zoning. And we're going to look at annexation, not like we're doing a land grab, but just to look at our comprehensive plan, where we're growing. Does the city need to provide services in that area? And if so, you know, would we want to consider annexation? This has got a sunset on it, but you know, we're going to meet, and it'll be done by the end of the year.
So you guys did a big piece on architecture, and 58 pages worth, as a matter of fact, of things with the architecture in terms of business. What are you guys looking to really kind of narrow things down on that for?
They were. It was to make things, actually, even though it's 58 pages, it's actually to make the non-residential standards a lot more understandable and reasonable. If you had an outbuilding, you had to have the same architectural detail and that you would have on the main building. And, you know, if you get a 140-square-foot building that's used as a restroom by a pool, you know, if it has the same roof and the same brick, it's probably fine, especially
okay.
if it's not seen by the street. But previously, you had to have all the same architectural detail and setbacks.
So uniformity and things of that nature.
Really simplifying it.
All right. Scott asked Art Hughes this last week, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to weigh in, if you wanted to, about the resignation of Brett Jouard.
I was surprised as anybody.
I know you guys have worked very closely with some of the projects that he's tried to put together. What effect is that going to have with the city?
Well, you know, we worked with him through the Research Valley Partnership, and he always presented a very positive outlook for Texas A&M and the community. And, you know, he had an impact. He was an advocate for the community at Texas A&M and the Bio Corridor in particular. So, I'm sorry to see him go and wish him good luck.
Thank you, ma'am. We have to cut this one a little short because we're almost out of time, but I appreciate you coming in. Nancy Berry with the City of College Station, not just with, but driving the City of College Station as its mayor. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is 8:23. We'll check your forecast here in just a minute. Also, Kim Commando and more coming up on News Talk 1620, 103.5 FM, WTAW.
Texas Document Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive, toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about the machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores, with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
Help HEB celebrate their 110th anniversary at the HEB Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of HEB product giveaways, ways to win, and HEB 110th anniversary items. See you there.
Are you ready for the ride of your life? This is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Drive home in a 2015 Nissan Sentra for 0% for 72 months. Plus, 500 APR cash with NMAC financing. Over 50 in stock now. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW. It is 8:25. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. We'll take a quick look at your forecast. With a 20% chance of thunderstorms today, we'll top out at 93. Tonight, we'll keep that 20% chance of rain and an overnight low of 73, and that forecast holds all the way through about midday or so Sunday, when we up your rain chances to 40 to 50% both Saturday and Sunday. 78 degrees now with 90% humidity, and we've got winds out of the south at 5 miles an hour. Time now to check the Dow, and it's brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. FIFA has suspended the 2026 World Cup bidding process amid a widening corruption scandal implicating previous bid contests. FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valcke says it would be nonsense to begin the process now. Potential bidders include the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and countries from Europe. Arbitrators have ordered retailer American Apparel to pay more than $3 million to resolve several claims of sexual harassment and defamation against the company and its former CEO, Dove Charney. Five former employees and models for the chain filed complaints in 2011 in Los Angeles Superior Court against Charney and the company. Intel is launching a $125 million investment fund for tech startups led by women and minorities, a move the chipmaker says is aimed at changing the face of Silicon Valley. Crude oil sharply higher this morning, up $1.51 at $61.65 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
Texas Document Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive. Toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500. When every step you take hurts.
Ow, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores, with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
Here's a quick note from the Commando Technology Prediction Department. While drunk driving is generally down across the country, major car manufacturers are about to implement technology to end it altogether. Ford, General Motors, and Volkswagen are all working on alcohol detection systems that will prevent anyone who is over the limit from driving. No, I'm not talking about breathalyzers that people with a DUI conviction have installed in their cars. This is all new technology. Let's start with a built-in breathalyzer that simply monitors your normal breathing. You don't blow into anything. Then there's a new engine start button that reads your blood alcohol level with an infrared light the moment your finger presses the button. If either system thinks that you've had too much, the engine won't start. These same sensors can be placed in the steering wheel, so if the driver drinks while driving, the car will shut down. Look for these systems to come first as options. Very soon, they'll become a standard part of all cars, just like seatbelts and anti-lock brakes. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
Help HEB celebrate their 110th anniversary at the HEB Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of HEB product giveaways, ways to win, and HEB 110th anniversary items. See you there.
Are you ready for the ride of your life? This is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Drive home in a 2015 Nissan Sentra for 0% for 72 months. Plus, 500 APR cash with NMAC financing. Over 50 in stock now, only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the WTAW website is a list from the Texas A&M system of how well their universities and agencies fared during the legislative session.
Chancellor John Sharp says it was the best session ever.
If you look at money as a whole, we got about a fifth of the students, we got about a third of the money. That pretty much tells the story.
The list includes Governor Abbott's $40 million University Research Initiative Fund. Dean of the Engineering School, Catherine Banks, says they have already started pitching the fund as part of their recruitment of top researchers.
Now we have the funding to attract them, to build their research labs, to build their research groups. Often these individuals don't come alone. They bring an entire research group with them to continue their research funding.
Also discussed was campus carry of concealed weapons. President Michael Young says they're mapping out the process of how that'll be implemented on the flagship campus.
Pretty robust campus-wide dialogue to get everybody's views about what is likely to create the most comfort level. I mean, I think the thing that we start from is a good premise with respect to Texas A&M, which is we're Aggies respect each other. They want to make each other comfortable.
System officials noted as an accomplishment the legislature not taking away from the Board of Regents the authority to set tuition rates, and thanks was given to what turned out to be an unsuccessful attempt to reduce the number of students eligible to receive free tuition under the Hazelwood Military Program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW.
Brian Mayor Jason Byinski pointed out at last night's council meeting another example of more money going into the districts represented by Rafael Pena and Al Sines. The comments came before a unanimous vote approving this summer's list of street seal coating.
More money is always put back into single-member districts 1 and 2 for infrastructure improvements because it's an older, aging part of the community. But you've got 34 streets versus 7 for the rest of the whole town.
Pena thanked the mayor for doing the math with the District 2 councilman, adding, it shows that we're doing a good job up here.
We're getting a lot of streets done, and I think District 2 had the most streets done. Is that correct with your numbers?
23, sir.
23. Okay, that's it.
Pena's district received 21 of 41 locations, while District 1, represented by Al Sines, got 11. There are 5 in District 5, and 1 street in Districts 3 and 4 each will be seal-coated. A proposal to reduce the feral cat population in Bryan is scheduled to be considered by the City Council at the end of July. That follows a discussion at last night's meeting that began with comments from a member of the Bryan Animal Center Board, Lance Parr, who is also president of the Brazos Pets Animal Welfare Society.
Statistics show that continually trapping and removing cats only results in more breeding and fill-in by other cats that are still reproducing, and the spread of disease continues because those populations are not cared for or vaccinated.
Volunteers would trap the cats and return them after veterinarians neuter and vaccinate them.
Effective support of these colonies removes them from places where they'll come in contact with humans and reduces the behaviors that result in nuisance complaints that result in animal control officers having to be dispatched.
A review of programs in other cities will be done before city staff drafts a formal proposal for a council vote in 6 weeks. In San Marcos, a couple in the process of moving are now facing felony charges after police say they transported their 8 dogs in the back of a U-Haul truck.
Christy Wyatt with the City of San Marcos says a Good Samaritan called 911 after the couple stopped at HEB, and when police responded, they found 2 of the dogs dead, 2 others dying, and the other 4 in distress.
Our officers found out that the people who were using this moving van had transported the dogs from the Woodlands, Texas, to San Marcos, and they didn't have proper ventilation, and it was very hot, so it caused injury and obviously death for 4 of the 8 animals.
Wyatt says Karen and Bruce Knudsen are facing 8 animal cruelty charges. 4 of them are felonies. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
A Houston police officer is expected to recover after being shot following a traffic stop. Houston media outlets report 47-year-old Officer Terry Smith was shot in the back last night near the Midtown area after the driver he pulled over had already left. Police say they do not know who shot Smith, who is in stable condition after surgery, but they say it is likely the shooter was in a passing vehicle. Police do not believe the shooting and the traffic stop are related. For the second time in less than a week, local law enforcement have received multiple reports of someone making bogus phone calls demanding money or to face criminal consequences. College Station police say the scammer is not only altering the caller ID to show their non-emergency number, they use fake names and identification badge numbers. They're also calling CSPD to get the dispatcher to answer to cause the victim on the other end of the line to take action, which is paying the scammer through a preloaded debit card or wire transfer. Last week, a similar alert was issued by Texas A&M police, and scammers have also identified themselves with the Sheriff's Office, Bryan Police, and BTU. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 81 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You new dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained new U dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained new U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
With summer upon us, it's the perfect time to think about college and career training opportunities available at Blinn College this fall. Did you know that Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation, and we recently earned national recognition for affordability and community service? With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, I've heard you say that 90% of women who take thyroid hormones will fail to feel normal. Now, that's kind of a scary number. Tell me what that means.
That means that there's many different causes for thyroid symptoms, and they're only being treated one way. If you don't know the real cause, you really can't treat it.
So if you have a thyroid problem, or think you do, you have an educational seminar coming up for that?
Absolutely. And at that seminar, we're going to discuss the multiple causes of the hypothyroid symptoms and what missing labs are needed to identify the problem and why simply taking thyroid medication may not impact your condition at all.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
What do you charge for guests to attend?
It's absolutely free.
So if they'd like to get some more information about a thyroid problem, they need to register for the seminar?
Absolutely. Just call 268-1162. Reserve your spot.
Johnson Performance and Wellness Center.
News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW. It is 841. I'm Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia. And our weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and at Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine and warm once again across the region. Temperatures making their way up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy weather overnight. Lows will fall back close to 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Our highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny on Friday, 90 to 95. By late Friday afternoon, there could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Currently, we're looking at 78 degrees, 88% humidity, with winds out of the south at 5 miles per hour. Due to a little technical hiccup and difficulty and timing issues, we had to bump something you should know, and we'll do that for you coming up here in just a minute on News Talk 1620.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you.
We learn a lot here at Active 8 by listening to what people tell us. Although Active 8 was initially designed to help people who had low energy and needed to lose weight, people keep telling us that it does so much more for them. Active 8 was made to work at the cellular level to help equalize metabolism and energize your body. So when people write us and tell us that it's helped their mood swings, irritability, and even some depression, we listened. Others told us Active 8 eliminated their mid-morning or afternoon slumps. But mostly we want you to know that Active 8 is a safe, effective, proven method of adding that bit of zip back into your life. Active 8 has helped thousands of people, and it can help you. You can read the study for yourself at our website, and the price is quite low, only $19.95, and it's fully guaranteed. To learn more or to order, go to www.activateproducts.com or call 1-800-465-4411.
Do you ever suffer from migraines, restless leg syndrome, PMS, high blood pressure, fatigue, sleep apnea, and other painful disorders? Now, real help is often as simple as the proper nutritional supplement. Now, Activate has already worked magic in thousands of lives, and it could be that Activate is perfect for you too. Go to ActivateProducts.com or call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. I'll say he's the right man. He's the only man for the job, as far as I'm concerned. Clarence was on a roll, as he usually was. Clarence was a talker, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, he was known far and wide for his speaking ability. And once again, he was talking up a storm. Now, this time it was during a presidential election, and a friend of his was running, and he wanted people to know all about this man. Now, the year was 1908, and Clarence was determined to get his candidate elected. And it wasn't the first time, by the way. No, not at all. Clarence had supported this fellow before in a bid for the highest office in our country, both in 1892 and again in 1900. And both times, Clarence had donated money, held rallies, made speeches, and supported the man he believed was the right man for the job. So it really didn't come as a surprise to anyone that when his friend ran again in 1908, just 8 years after his last attempt, that Clarence would take to the streets once again in support of his candidate. Now, most people don't know this about Clarence. Oh, they know about his speaking ability. They know about his famous quotes, and they know even more about his famous legal cases. Clarence was a lawyer, and a darn good one. He handled some of the toughest cases that ever faced the American courts, and he won a number of the cases that most lawyers wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. You know him, of course. He's famed attorney and civil rights advocate Clarence Darrow. And we all know two of his most famous case, Scopes versus the Board of Education, also known as the Scopes Monkey Trial. It's so famous that most of us have forgotten that Clarence lost that trial. But the courtroom battles between himself and the lawyer for the plaintiff were so intense that sometimes we forget the results. And it's also a little known fact that the very man Clarence Darrow faced and lost to in the now famous trial was the same man Clarence had supported and worked so hard to get elected President of the United States, one William Jennings Bryan.
Just how slow is that internet connection that you've got, that DSL connection? Yep, we'll do this. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com and discover just how slow that phone company internet connection is and what it can mean to you to have Suddenlink bringing you speeds up to 150 megs. Take the speed test challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Get that fastest broadband at a great price starting at $35 a month with no contracts. You can switch to Suddenlink today. It's easy. And you get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back we promise guarantee. While I've got a minute, let's talk about Suddenlink On Demand. With over 11,000 movies and TV shows and events, thousands of them in high definition, and they are free. You go to suddenlink.com/VOD and check out the new releases that are available. In fact, coming up later this week, there's The Kingsman, there's Project Almanac later on this month, there's Chappie and While We're Young, and there are new ones added every month. So get in touch with them at Suddenlink. Stop by and see them at 4114 East 29th Street or visit suddenlink.com.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Newstalk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Also visiting with Patrick and Zach, sports guy extraordinaire. 20% chance of some thunderstorms today. We'll top out at 93. Tonight, 20% chance of showers down to 73. Same forecast for you tomorrow and the day after and part of the day after that. Saturday and Sunday, though, we do pick up the rain chances somewhere between 40 and 60%, depending on what forecast you look at. It is almost 80 with 88% humidity, winds out of the south at 5 miles an hour. So do either of you have a garage?
A what?
Yeah. Garage.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was like, no, I don't.
I do.
Can you park in it?
Nope.
I'm so glad you said that. After my father passed away, I've got all of his stuff in my garage, you know, until we just kind of figured out what we were going to do with everything. A new survey found 1 in 4 garages in this country are so jammed and no car fits inside.
Yeah.
Yep.
27% of people said they use their garage for hobbies, 23% for work, 19% for carpentry, and 13% of people use it as an exercise area.
None for storage? That's pretty much what I was thinking, too.
What's in yours, Pat?
Half storage and half. I actually do have one car in there, but it's not a full garage.
Oh, okay. Some people are so embarrassed by it, as a matter of fact, they never open the garage door.
Yeah.
See, I don't care. I know what's in there. I know why it's in there, but there are times, when, especially when we had all the rain, where I'm going, boy, it'd be nice to park inside.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's a shocker for you. We made marijuana legal, right?
Wait, in Texas?
Just in general. I was talking about, you know.
Oh, marijuana Colorado. Is slowly becoming legal.
There's a sharp increase in marijuana exposure among young children.
Oh, geez. That really bugs me.
A study of the Central Ohio Poison Center at the Nationwide General Hospital has found that marijuana exposure among children ages 5 and younger rose more than 147% nationwide from 06 to 13. Overall, almost 2,000 cases of marijuana exposure involving young children were reported to poison control centers throughout the United States. The increase, 610%.
God.
Among children in states that legalized marijuana for medical use in 2000. U.S. News and World Report says marijuana exposure in young children generally comes from breathing or swallowing the drug.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's not good, man.
I'm just wondering, it's like anything else in the house, though. My daughter didn't touch things she wasn't supposed to. Now, I understand kids get into stuff.
Yeah.
But don't touch this or I'll thrash you generally works.
Lock it up, just like your liquor.
Exactly. We're running PSAs for people to lock up their medicine cabinets,
exactly.
Too. Do you still? How do you end letters?
Regards.
Regards?
Yeah.
You're old.
Well, I just got tired of thank you.
No, it says you're old.
Oh, okay, well, whatever.
Zach?
You are old. thanks, dash Zach.
Dash Zach?
Dash Zach. Well, that's how I do emails. I don't write letters anymore. Nobody writes letters.
Well, that's email is generally what I'm talking about, all just right. In general. 12 years ago, a 12-year study, University of Pennsylvania, found that about 5% of people use the word best to finish off their letter.
I've seen best regards. I don't use that.
According to Bloomberg, best and thanks are the most popular, and it's only because we can't think of anything better to say. This is, again, according to Bloomberg. Sincerely sounds fake. Regards is outdated, so you're old. Yours is a little too Hallmarky.
Uh-huh.
Cheers sounds dumb unless you're British. Best and thanks are just boring.
Yeah.
So what should you do?
What should you do?
Nothing.
What? Just say Patrick?
There is an argument. Email is more like instant messaging now, not letters, so we should stop trying to fake the formality. You can still have automatically added your name and title and all that other stuff on the signature line, but other than that, just end the last sentence with a period and get on with your life.
You know what? Okay, first of all, I do want to put my name at the bottom because by the time they're at the bottom, I just want to make sure they know who it came from. It's not always clear from the email. And second, I spend so much time crafting my email, I probably waste my time, but I actually go back and proofread it. So if I'm going to go through that trouble, you're getting a regards, comma, Patrick.
And you'll like it. This is kind of cool. Service dogs in a high school in Minnesota are being recognized in the yearbook.
There you go.
Dakota and Carmel, who belong to two teachers, are featured in the yearbook in the staff section. So the staff's going to the dogs. One of the teachers is hearing impaired and uses the dog to help teach American Sign Language, while the other works with special needs kids, and she brings the dog in to help settle the students.
Cool. Now,
on the other end of the spectrum, when you're in trouble. Okay, so when I was growing up, there were jokes on television all the time about pay toilets.
Yes.
Okay. You had to put a quarter in to open the door to get into the toilet. Well, now in Bangladesh,
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, they're paying you to go.
Oh, what? India, so you don't use the street?
India is encouraging people to use public toilets rather than relieve themselves in the open. They'll give you 1 rupee each time you go.
Hmm.
If the water wasn't so bad, I'd stand there and just keep drinking bottles of that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm saving up for something.
Random facts for this Wednesday. A total of around $3 billion worth of stuff is shoplifted. Any idea where from?
Walmart.
Yep.
That's not hard.
Ballpark for a number of Walmarts in the country?
Ooh.
It's less than I thought. No, I just in general, how many
1,200.
Are there? Oh. See, I thought more than that even, but there's 4,555.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, maybe there's just not that many in other states besides Texas and Arkansas.
So are you an optimist or a pessimist as a weather person? Because partly cloudy and mostly cloudy mean the same thing in a weather report. Which is 26% to 50% cloud cover. How technical is that?
Way to go, weather people. Ah, those weather people. I'm friends with half of them. So
the fax machine was invented 30 years before the telephone.
Really?
Who knew? Because I didn't.
Did they say who invented it, though?
Mr. RJ Fax. No, I don't have a clue. I'm just making that up. I don't have any idea who did. But I'm betting you could find it.
Yeah, it's worth a Google.
8:54 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coming back in just a second with Today in History.
Dad has always loved to tell us stories of his days in the service, but with his memory getting worse, he can't recall as much as he used to. I knew Dad needed more help than what I could give him. That's when I found Visiting Angels. It's comforting knowing someone who is specialized in memory care is able to give Dad the care he deserves right in his own home. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use Dad's military benefits for his care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Watercrest of Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, Watercrest in Bryan welcomes you to come and see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today. 979-703-7088 or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Are you tired of fighting with that old sewing machine? It won't sew what you want it to and it just won't stitch at all? Then it's time to trade in or trade up. Hi, this is Mark at Sovac City. Now through June 15th, Bernina is offering huge trade-in incentives and 60-month no-interest financing on select Bernina machines. So now's the time for you to trade in that old sewing machine and start sewing on a fantastic Swiss-designed Bernina sewing machine and get back to the joy of sewing again. Hurry, sale ends June 15th. Sovac City on Highway 6 between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Mar Eye Center, Polaris Fun Center, Anchor Foundation Repair, and Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
News Talk 16. 1620 WTAW. It is 8:58, and on this date in history, 80 years ago, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded. Ballpoint pen was invented on this date 72 years ago by Laszlo Biruf in Budapest, Hungary.
I'll write that down.
I didn't know this. In 1971, I'm sorry, in 71 years ago, Joe Nuxall became the youngest pitcher in Major League history, made his debut at 15 years old. He walked the first five batters in less than the first inning.
Might have been.